Dark of night, rescuers desperately searching for six construction workers who were on that bridge when it plunged into the water.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. This comes just days after crews found the body of the last of these six construction workers who died in the collapse. A 45-year-old man pleading guilty to theft of a bronze Jackie Robinson statue that was cut off at the ankles from a park in Kansas. The man arrested in February. Police say they don't suspect a hate-motivated crime. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamirius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindsets. All right, ever start to like look at your bank account or your credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it made you feel too anxious? Or maybe like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, ugh, how could you spend so much money on eating out? Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. But you know, I know that I could do better next month. I know I can. So if you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Process for these projects. That suit was brought by industry groups who say they're being overregulated. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, nice day, high in the low 70s. Sunshine to start Sunday, then increasing clouds for the afternoon, chance of storms late. Highs all the way up to the low 80s. Right now, it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we play another round of three headlines and a lie you can play along at home. And then we talk Harleys this summer with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic. How you doing, my little buddy?
Oh, man, happy Friday to you. Rich working hard on the board. Our fair audience, thank you for joining us. It's Friday. We air the grievances, and Curdy, I have a grievance.
Don't you always?
You sold my email to Scott Walker, who then sold it to Donald Trump.
Yes.
And now I get Donald Trump Make America Great 2024 Again emails. And this one is hawking a T-shirt with Donald Trump wearing a crown, and it says the notorious DJT. The email says to me, when you come for the king, you better not miss. Democrats will have to learn the hard way. I'm not going anywhere. They thought witch hunts and sham trials were enough to take me down. And what a better way to drive home their failure than with my limited edition notorious DJT T-shirt. Order yours while supplies last.
What's your gripe? Well, I got the same email.
I just sent it to you. Oh, do you have it? You have it apart from my forward?
I believe I do. I believe I've got it twice now. I'm on. If you're on the email list, I'm on the email list.
You know, you can unsubscribe. Don't check the box. Don't do anything. You never know what's going to happen. They'll bill you monthly.
Just give them your credit card. Trust them.
Trust it's totally fine.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We trust that you will join us today and air the grievances, 844-967-2789. We got a fine guest joining us at the end of the show, Joe Walsh, former Republican congressman from the great state of Illinois, and he became something of an anti-never-Trumper. Hell, he ran for the Republican nomination, ran for president against Donald J. Trump. Talking about death threats. I bet you Joe's had a few.
Yeah, maybe.
Hell, you can go on Fox News and get a couple of death threats, Tom. I know that from personal experience.
Yeah, you got death threats? Come on, man. I don't remember you getting death threats.
Harm threats.
Harm threats.
I don't think anyone specifically threatened to end my life just do bad things to me.
Like beat you up? Break your knees? Was there any specificity or just?
Well, I thought it was very impressive that people did enough Google searching to look me up and find me and then find a way to contact me on my cell phone. Some emailed their threats. I thought that was a little less logical because, you know, you're leaving a print there. The digital footprint, that was part of what they talked about in the Trump trial, the voter deception trial in New York City today. Less salacious. Less talk of raw dogging porn stars today, and more talk about metadata as they set the stage for the testimony of the fixer, Michael Cohen, coming next week, Monday, Dom.
I did see the AP was reporting that the prosecutors are likely to call just two more witnesses in Trump's hush money case. So obviously Cohen. Who's the other one, you think?
Melania. Would that be a surprise? No one would see that one coming.
No. Man, you don't have to testify against your husband. I want to.
You know, we do have some sound of Trump. The trial knocked off a little bit early this afternoon. You know, didn't want to start feeding the people too much Cohen before the weekend. But let's play the reaction of Donald J. Trump. And I have not heard this yet, Dom. I didn't want to spoil my appetite for the broccoli. So I held off, and now I'm going to hear it along with you in real time. Donald J. Trump complaining, as he often does. Here's his Friday grievances, I suspect. Play cut one.
Certain people, anything's even mentioned, he wants to put me in jail. And that could happen one day, and I'd be very proud to go to jail for our Constitution.
That's not why you'd be going to jail, though. You'd be going to jail on contempt charges because you couldn't keep your pie hole shut.
I mean, that's what you say. I say I'm going to jail for the Constitution.
Going to jail for justice, is he?
For justice. For all you people out there, all you megas, I'm doing it for you. Now give me your money. A couple more from the Trumpster. Let's see your cut number four, please.
If it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 7 years ago. And, you know, we're talking about 2016. We're talking about something that goes back a charge of 2006. Think of it. We're talking about 2016. We're talking about a charge that's 18 or 19 years old.
I mean, I did
fake.
It.
The whole case is fake. The judge is corrupt.
I did it, but it was so long ago. This shouldn't even count.
Of course, what he fails to mention is his own Attorney General, Bill Barr, made sure that the Department of Justice, the Southern District of New York, did not proceed with this investigation. That was the original catch and kill. Why didn't it drop 7 years ago? Because you, Mr. Trump, made sure it didn't through the appointment of Bill Barr.
Oh, he didn't mention that part? He's just leaving that little part off?
Okay. Well, and I love how they always pretend like they let Hillary off the hook after years of lock her up. That is such a falsity. The first thing they tried to do was find a chargeable offense against Hillary Clinton. And Bill Barr, I mean, you can be corrupt, but if there's no evidence of a crime, even Bill Barr couldn't find a rationale to charge Hillary. But they wanted to, and when you hear Donald Trump saying, "Oh, you know, I let my predecessor off the hook," okay, Obama's never been accused credibly of anything other than wearing a tan suit past Labor Day.
Oh my God!
The real crime.
That you know, if you notice, Crudy, ever since Obama wore that tan suit, our country has been on decline. Ever since then.
Well, especially since 2016.
All
right. A little bump for the better recently, though.
Yeah, it's not been too bad. High milk prices, though. A couple more from
I don't
the
drink
former
milk.
Guy outside. You should, man. Milk's great. Not even in a
in its Russian. Cheese form.
You don't drink cheese. Well, you can, I guess. Liquid cheese.
Well, I like to melt it and liquid drink it. But I don't drink milk. I'm not a fan of the dairy.
You're from Wisconsin, man? Come on.
I eat cheese, man. If I'm going to say I eat cheese one more time, I will eat the snot out of some cheese.
That's not all dairy, man. It's just a little bit. What about you, like yogurt?
Oh, I do yogurt.
Oh, okay. So yogurt. Butter. Consider butter. Is butter dairy to you? Butter's dairy, right?
It goes good on a muffin.
Oh, yeah. Some pancakes,
real butter, yeah. Not that margarine stuff. Don't give me those.
No, the real
poly
Wisconsin,
soy stuff.
All right, a couple more. Let's hear Cohen. Now, my understanding, the judge today, prior to wrapping up the day, told the prosecutors, hey, you got to button up Cohen. We don't want him talking before he comes to testify. And I thought to myself, well, I mean, I get it. Maybe because the jury isn't going to hear what Cohen trash talks outside of the courtroom, right? Because they're not supposed to be listening to any news media. They're supposed to shut all that stuff out. So what, Donald Trump? Is mad that Cohen can say stuff about him, but he can't say stuff about Donald Trump.
But they have a different relationship with the court. He's the defendant. Right. Michael Cohen is private citizen Michael Cohen. He's paid his debt to society. He might be under subpoena, but how the hell do you put a gag order on the witnesses at this late hour?
And even so, it's accepted. Okay, judge. But the precedent has been set. Far as I know, Cohen has 10 times he can violate the gag order at $1,000 a piece before anything else would happen to him. So if I were Cohen, I would ignore it just like Trump. And let's see if there's really, you know, equal justice in this land. One more from the former guy. Two more. We didn't play the one. Do we do cut five yet? Let's do that.
There is no gag order to Michael Cohen. What the judge did was amazing, actually. Was amazing. Everybody can say whatever they want. They can say whatever they want, but I'm not allowed to say anything about anybody.
Now, I'm not clear that's entirely the case. We have a Hill piece. We'll get to that in a moment. Last cut from Trump regarding Biden and the inflation.
We had essentially almost no inflation, but we had 9% inflation, and that's a fake number because not everything was included with Biden. And if you add it all up, I think it's a 50% inflation tax. I call it the Biden inflation tax.
Is that so what you call it?
He lies about everything, including his golf game, because he can't hit a ball.
What? I mean, here's a case of projection. Rick Riley, a sports writer for Sports Illustrated. I did not know he was going to say that. But to accuse the other guy, you didn't spoil it, Rich. To accuse the other guy of being a cheater in the sport of golf. This is the guy that claimed recently he won both the club championship and the senior club championship this year at Mar-a-Lago. Well, you own the joint. And unless they're selling mulligans, I'm pretty sure you're a big cheater. Guy wrote a book about it. Rick Riley literally wrote, I forget if it was a whole book or just a chapter in one of his books, about Donald Trump is the worst golf cheat of all time. And a big projector, obviously, Dom. I don't even think Joe Biden is a golfer.
Golf is such an easy game.
Golf is not an easy game. It's easier if you cheat at it. I didn't like that one. I'm going to hit another one.
What are rules? 844-967-2789. I want to get to that Hill piece regarding this gig, or let's get at least one caller in here. Mark, you'll be up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us? Give you like 60 seconds.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's remarkable that Trump complains about the golf game lying, that because the guy did not win that golf game, those tournaments.
You don't know that. Improve your life. Former President Trump.
What are
rules?
I say that with as much conviction as Trump says everything that he says. I mean, that if I have to stick to the same level of honesty that Trump does, I mean, I can say whatever I want about Mr. Trump. And Mr. Trump, every day he attacks he violates the gag rule, if not in actually in spirit. I mean, attacking the judge, attacking the people in the court, I mean, that's just... I don't know. It's just disgusting.
Mark.
Well, if you say it with conviction, Mark, it must be true.
Trump tweeted or Truthy socialed 14 times over the lunch hour he broke the gag order, I suspect. More Devil's Advocates. We'll tell you all about it.
News from the center, WRCE. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Advocates, the radio show. Happy Friday, airing of the grievances. You can join us anytime, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, you sent me an article. You don't think I already had the Rick Riley article? I have a differing source, The Guardian. And there is some breaking news, and I think we will talk about this. The Biden administration, according to the New York Times, concluded it is reasonable to assess reasonable to assess, Dom, that Israel's military campaign in Gaza has violated international law? Well, that's ratcheting up the rhetoric a bit. Violating international law.
The Chiron on CNN right now says, yes, reasonable to assess Israel used American weapons in Gaza in ways inconsistent, quote unquote, with international law. Inconsistent with international law.
And we'll get to the phones in just a minute. Your grievance is here, but let me talk about golf for just a minute. Rick Riley was with Sports Illustrated for years, and the headline, he actually wrote a whole book about Donald Trump, the golf cheat. And Donald Trump said, and we played the sound, outside of court today, he accuses Joe Biden of cheating in golf. I mean, this is what you're famous for. This and, you know, bankrupting a lot of casinos and stuff. But cheating in golf's right up there at the top.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you.
Raping, cheating at golf, cheating on his taxes, cheating on his wife.
Overthrowing the government.
Oh.
That's the big, come on.
Let's get that one out there as well.
That's the big one.
Donald Trump is the worst cheat ever, and he doesn't care who knows, according to Rick Riley. I always say golf is the bicycle shorts. It reveals a lot about a man, and golf reveals a lot of ugliness in this president. Riley, the former Sports Illustrated columnist, has written a book called Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump. It's rattling good fun, which also depicts the startling duplicity of the president as a golfer. Again, a quote from Riley. You're mostly laughing, but at times you're crying. How did this happen? As a golfer, he really offends me. Cheating? Hate that. Driving carts on the green? Hate that. Wearing old Dockers, two sizes too small for him. Give me a break. Kicking your ball so often the caddies call you Pele. I so hate that. Most of all, I hate how stupid he's making our country look. I hate what he's doing to my planet. I hate what he's doing to kids at the border. I don't mind Republicans. I just can't stand this guy. I love golf, and he has set the game back 30 years. Just when it was becoming cool with Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler, we get the fat bozo cheating his ass off. Now, Dom, Dr. Lance Dotes, a Harvard psychiatrist, tells Riley that Trump is a very ill man who exhibits all the trait of a narcissist personality disorder. Riley sighs. It's terrible he should cheat at golf, which is the one sport where we self-regulate. There are referees in every other sport but golf. If you're 200 yards away, you can kick the ball and get away with it. I called the National Golf Foundation. They said 90% of golfers don't cheat. Golf is an honest game. But this guy leaves a big, ugly orange stain on it. And as Rick Riley concludes here, it really pisses me off. They've known each other for like 30 years, Dom.
Riley says this as well. One time in L.A., he was playing $50 a hole with these three guys. He hits it in the pond. They see the splash. By the time they get there, the ball's in the middle of the fairway. They're like, what the F, Donald? And he goes, it must have been the tide. I mean, come on. In a statement shared, my source was People magazine. The campaign spokesman says, Rick fantasizes about having a golf game as good as President Trump. But instead of putting in the hard work to improve his, call it crappy game, Rick allows his severe case of Trump derangement syndrome to completely take over his life. He should seek urgent medical care before it's too late.
Here's what Riley says. I liked him as a writer because he's a crazy fabulist who tells lies so big they can float in the Macy's parade. He's great copy. If he says, you could be here tomorrow for an interview, I'd be on the red eye. I would do anything to get that interview. But if I had to play golf with him again, and it wasn't for an article, I'll never do it. Should I read more, Dom?
Is there more?
There's a little bit more.
Cheating? Because again, Donald Trump projecting today outside of the courtroom, accusing Biden of having a terrible golf game and cheating. Let's play that one more time. I want to make sure I get the. You don't have it? Okay. All right.
You'll get ready for it. Let me give you a little more of Rick Riley's take on.
All right.
You know where Trump met Stormy Daniels?
At a golf outing
in Lake Tahoe. Here is how Riley describes where he met Trump. The first time I met him, we were playing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am in the late 1980s. He comes over and says, "It's Rick Riley, the greatest sports writer in the world." There's always an angle with Trump. Marla Maples was his wife then, and he said, "He's your biggest fan, look." She pulled one of my columns out of her purse. Like, this is a setup. He wanted me to write a column about him, but I had this idea of writing a book where I caddy for famous people. So we make a day for me to caddy for him, but I turn up and he didn't have anybody to play with. So I played him. That was the day he took the only gimme chip I've ever seen.
A gimme chip?
You don't get to take gimme chips. A chip is a gimme question mark. Trump's pretty good off the tee, but he chips like Edward Scissorhands. He'll cheat you on the course, and then he'll buy you lunch. Trump introduced Riley to other people after the game. He couldn't just call me a writer. He said, "Hey, Rick, he's the president of Sports Illustrated." He would introduce me to another guy. "Hey, Rick, meet Luigi, voted best hamburger chef in the world." Luigi's like, "What? No, I wasn't." Trump wants to be a winner by pretending. You're someone huge. His lies were hilarious until he becomes the most powerful man in the world. Then it got scary. I don't know what his plan is for my kids and grandkids. I don't know who's going to pay off his giant debt he's created to give his fat cat buddies a tax cut. Look what he did last week in London. This article from 2019. He pissed off two of our best allies. It's terrifying. And finally, he writes, Trump's deceit about the golfing achievements motivated Riley to resume writing. I was retired, living in Italy for 3 months a year, drinking wine. I kept seeing him on my Twitter feed. "I'm a champion. You should vote for me because I won an 18-club championship." Whoa, that's a lie, because you already told me how you did it. Whenever you open a new course, you play by yourself and you declare yourself the first club champion. I'm like, and I can't even say it here, that's a crappy lie. That's Donald Trump. Many of you love him. I don't know why. A man who cheats at golf cannot be trusted to run the country. More Devils.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Biden administration stating in a new report that there is reasonable evidence to believe that Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons in Gaza have violated international humanitarian laws. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, critical of the report, which stops short of confirming any specific violations using U.S. weapons.
They recognize how bad the situation is, but they don't want to have to take any action to hold the Netanyahu government accountable.
Republicans, meanwhile, have been critical of the growing rift between Biden and the Israeli government. A key witness in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump is expected to take the stand on Monday. Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney and fixer, is expected to testify, the court telling him not to comment on the case until then. A federal appeals court rejecting an effort by Steve Bannon to challenge his criminal conviction for contempt of Congress. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers clobber the Cardinals again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to a lead and never looked back. The final 11-2 over the Cardinals Friday night at AmFam Field. Willie Adames with three doubles, scoring a pair of runs and two RBI. 24-year-old left-hander Robert Gasser holding St. Louis scoreless through six innings in his Major League debut. Manager Pat Murphy on Gasser's backstory.
He was disappointed he wasn't brought up last year, and it was until May that he was healthy and ready to go, and he came in determined. He threw the ball great. The breaking ball was really good. Filled up the zone. Really happy for him. Really, really happy for him.
NBA, the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers has fired three assistants that served under Adrian Griffin. Gone are Josh Oppenheimer, Sidney Dobner, and DJ Baker. Joe Prunty, who has served as interim head coach, remains with the team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, nice day, high in the low 70s. Sunshine to start Sunday, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. Chance of storms late. Highs all the way up to the low 80s. Right now it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Wisconsin comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio for some laughs, and we discuss World Cocktail Day with an expert Wisconsin bartender.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh!
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Friday happy hour. Until I heard the trash-talking former president of the United States accuse my guy, Joe Biden, of being a cheat at golf. Are you freaking kidding me? I would file a defamation suit, and I would use the evidence of Rick Riley's personal experiences and held the book he wrote. And we will get to you, callers. Be patient just a minute. 844-967-2789. Just one more quote, if you'll indulge me, Dom, from Rick Riley talking about Donald Trump. I offered Trump $100,000 charity bet to play him. He has not responded. I bet my house I can beat him as long as there's a camera on both of us. But he's not going to play me. He's not going to testify to the impeachment hearing because he can't stop lying. And when you lie in front of Congress, you go to jail for perjury. As soon as he plays me in front of TV cameras, it would come out how bad he is. Now, Donald Trump claims he's a 2.9 handicap. Jack Nicklaus, the all-time leader of winning in golf, like won the most major tournaments in the history of golf. Nicklaus is a 3.5 handicap at this stage in his life. Trump claims he's better than Jack Nicklaus. According to Rick Riley, Trump has recorded like 20 golf scores in his adult life. Every time you golf, you know, to calculate your handicap, you register every round. So a handicap is actually how many typically, when you record all the rounds you play, you know, good days, bad days, weather, wind, all that stuff. You record it and that becomes your handicap. That's like your batting average in golf. A 3.5 handicap tends to play 3-4 strokes over par. So Trump's claiming he's within 3 strokes of par. But as Rick Riley points out, he's turned in like 20 scores in his life because all the bad rounds, he never turns them in because That's how you claim you're a 2.9 handicap. You garbage in, garbage out.
He buys a course, would play the first round by himself and proclaim himself champion. That's the same mindset.
Let me put a bow on Riley. Trump likes to denigrate his enemies as losers. And so on the final line of Rick Riley's book suggests that when the president looks at his reflection, he will see the face of a loser. Riley nods. That was on purpose. My dad always told us that if you cheat, then ultimately you're cheating yourself. I wanted that to be the last word in the book because he is a loser. He's the biggest loser I ever met. And he's talking about your golf game, Trump.
844-967-2789.
I used to take golf quite seriously, Dom. My mom, I'll tell you one story. My mom died many, many years ago, but my mom was a hell of a golfer. She played on the men's golf team in college, played off the tips, the longer tees with the men. And she was competitive. I think she could have been an LPGA level golfer had that been a thing back in the early 1970s when you know, she gave up her golf game mostly for raising chitlins like me and my brother. But my mom was the best golfer I ever played with. And I can tell you what, man, it is a sign of character. A sign of character. Golf is the ultimate sign of character. And character is what you do when nobody's looking. And we all know what Donald Trump does when nobody's looking. He puts on some silk pajamas, grabs the Tic Tacs, and starts grabbing you know what.
You know, if character is what you do when nobody's looking, but then you do it in plain sight, but it's the same thing. Well, how does that work out? I mean, if you cheat when no one's looking, then you cheat in plain sight of everybody. Does that mean you have character because you're consistent? I don't think I like that line.
You confuse me, Dom. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Don't be a character like Dom. Welcome
hey, Joe,
to the
welcome.
Show.
I'm always sort of confused. It's kind of permanent. So, hi, guys.
Hi,
Friday
Joe.
Afternoon.
I don't like, often yeah, find you to be pretty confused. I find you to be very clarifying.
Well, let's take a stab at this then. I would like to talk about pornography for a little while, and particularly in regards to Christians. As I understand this project, 2025, big honking book, 900 pages. You know, they plan on jettisoning 50,000 government workers and putting their own people in. 100 organizations have already signed on with a lot of money, organizations like the Heritage Foundation. And I did not realize that part of the Project 2025 is to, one of the things they want to do is to criminalize pornography. Now, I think this is just hysterical because what they want to do is criminalize porn creators and distributors. Wouldn't that be Stormy?
It certainly would be, yes.
And I think part of what with Stormy was that she made it quite clear, we don't fake it. You know, we're really doing it. You know, this truly is porn that you're watching. You know, this is not drape a towel gracefully. This is the real deal. And I just think with all the trouble.
Yeah, but Joe, I don't know if that guy was really there to fix the cable box. You know what I mean? I think that might be made up.
And who orders a pizza without enough money to tip the pizza guy?
I just think that, you know, this foray into criminalizing pornography, I'm curious to see how that will play out, particularly because as I understand, pornography is a huge business. I mean, a lot of money being made, a lot of money being paid for pornography. So how does that go when they start to criminalize porn creators and distributors? Stormy may be back again. That's all I can say. Stormy may return.
Joe, I like how you think, but I don't know if you've ever looked up the red states and their propensity for the porn consumption, but it's a lot more than the liberals. And here's what I would say. The difference is liberals get laid. 844-967-2789. We never talked about incels on our side, Dom. Jenny from Madison.
Wow.
Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, welcome, Jenny. What do you got for us today?
Hello?
Yes, Jenny.
Hello.
I'm sorry if
Hello.
We scared you off a little there. Welcome to the party.
Okay. When people call and indicate that they're voting for Trump and they have something against Biden, I would like to know, because I would like to have them pinned down as to what is wrong with Biden, because I can't see anything wrong with them, and I wonder what they have against them.
Well, they.
So I would like to. Yeah.
Jenny, I think they so often, they don't have a reality. They don't have the same reality that we have. If they consume their news from right-wing talk radio, all that right-wing talk radio does is bash Joe Biden. And they don't have to have evidence. Let's not forget they're trying to impeach the guy, and they can't figure out why. But they tell their people, oh, there's a smoking gun around every corner, and we found the corruption, and we found the this, and we found the that. And Joe Biden's letting all these migrants in the United States, they're illegal aliens, they're coming to dilute your vote. This is their conspiracy theory, that somehow white people are going to be deluded. And we hear the Speaker of the House say it recently. This is being parroted by the political leadership and by right-wing talk radio and certainly on Fox News, Jenny. So that's what they're hearing. They're hearing, and they're not discerning. They're not trying to find any alternative information that might prove someone's opinion to be false. You know, if all I ever read was great stuff about Joe Biden, I might seek broader sources. I like Joe Biden, right, but I don't think he's perfect. And if all I got was perfect, Joe Biden's perfect, 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 and everybody I knew had a Joe Biden flag in their yard, I would become a little skeptical. Like, we're not getting the whole story about Joe Biden. Well, for whatever reason, and I think it's cognitive dissonance, I don't think they're accepting anything but positive news about their cult leader, Jenny.
Well, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny, for listening. And, you know, again, I've tried to not broad brush these people, because I was just at a Trump rally about a week ago on Wednesday, and I talked to dozens of Trump supportive people. And you can say, oh, they're dumb, they're stupid. No, not on first blush. I mean, some were educated people. Some clearly were professionals. They spoke with articulation. I don't even always do that, Dan. You know what I mean? They knew big words. They had expansive vocabularies, the things that one often judges someone on first blush. Well, you know, they've got a vocabulary. They know how to use the words. They're aware of the issues of the day. But then you dig down to their politics and you're like, oh, my God. But you're living in this different silo of reality than the rest of us. If all you do is consume information that reinforces what you already believe, well, why would you ever change your mind?
Well, you never would if you're not curious. Another thing, not just the migrants, to Jenny's point, Trump had this to say. This is what an article from NBC News back on, what, December of 2023. Here's Trump's quote regarding immigration. I think they let, I think the real number, 15, 16 million people into our country. When they do that, we've got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world, not just in South America, not just three or four countries that we think about, but all over the world. They're coming into our country from Africa, from Asia, all over the world. NBC reports Trump repeated the use of poisoning in a post on his social media site, saying in all caps that illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of our nation. They're coming from prisons, from mental institutions, from all over the world. Of course, the term blood poisoning was used by Hitler in his manifesto. Quote, all great cultures of the past perished only because the originally creative race died out from blood poisoning. That's what their dear leader had to say, what, 6 months ago?
Well, Speaker Mike Johnson said effectively yesterday, of course there are illegals voting. I feel it. I just don't have any evidence. And that's so often how people's minds are made up. They get this feeling because they've been fed whatever Fox News' latest narrative is. There's a migrant caravan heading to the United States, and they're all coming because of Joe Biden's open border policies, and they're going to rape your wife, take your job, and what? Break Social Security.
Speaker Johnson said this. We all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, but it's not been something that is easily provable. We don't have that number.
My 17-year-old, we were talking a little politics. My 17-year-old said, what would be the upside for the illegals? Why would they do that? It seems like a low, and the kid's going to be a business major in college. I'm quite proud of him. He said, what would be the return on that investment? Why would someone create a felony that could get them deported for the right to cast a singular vote in a country where they're not even a citizen? What, for Joe Biden's policies? I mean, the only people I have ever met that have committed voter fraud are Republicans. They're the only ones that somehow think, well, if I just vote for Trump 5 times, then he'll win for sure. I'll offset those 3 million illegals that are criminalizing themselves to cast a vote in a foreign country.
Of course, it's already illegal to do so, but yes, that's their point. They're gonna give up the opportunity. Many of them working, you know, supporting their family here or sending money back home. Many of them employed by, like, here in the state of Wisconsin, the dairy industry. Lots of conservatives in the dairy industry. Why would they risk that? And it's already illegal. They're not here properly. They're gonna go out there and what? Stick their neck out for Joe Biden to do what?
If I didn't have a legal immigration status, I wouldn't go to the store. I wouldn't go to Quick Trip. I'd use driving. I'd be ordering food off Amazon, DoorDash. You know what I mean? I certainly wouldn't be drawing attention to myself and making myself a felon for the right to cast one vote. And Donald Trump had 75 million votes last time. Biden had 81 million. Even according to your math, Trump, you're still going to lose, man. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. I found the tweet that Stormy sent out quite interesting yesterday. Post-court, she tweeted at the man who's complaining about, everybody else can say what they want about me. It's really bad. And I'm thinking, then go testify. That's the challenge Stormy leveled at him. Real men testify. Oh, never mind. Something of that effect. I paraphrase. Come back, more devils. Never paraphrase. We'll quote you directly on the phones. 844-96.
News from the center. WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday, airing up the grievances. 844-967-2789.
Where are we going next, Tom?
I want to get this out, this Hill piece. Of course, Donald Trump lamenting the fact he's under a gag order and it's not fair and all these kinds of things. Well, actually, today in court, this came up. And according to the Hill, before the court proceedings wrapped up for the week, Todd Blanche, Trump's attorney, asked that Cohen be prohibited from talking in the same way President Trump is restricted. Mershon said from the bench, I will direct the prosecution to communicate to Mr. Cohen that the judge is asking him to refrain from any more statements about this case. He told the prosecutors moments later, that comes from the bench, and you are communicating that on behalf of the bench. The former president's ex-fixer previously said he would refrain from attacks on Trump, but defense attorney said Friday he posted a TikTok on Wednesday night wearing a T-shirt that showed Trump in an orange jumpsuit and behind bars. It's becoming a problem every single day that President Trump is not allowed to respond to this witness, but this witness is allowed to continue to talk, Blanche said. Both Trump and Cohen have hurled insults at each other, but because Trump is barred from publicly remarking about the witness under the Trump's gag order, the former president has not been able to respond to recent attacks. We have no control over what they do, prosecutor Joshua Steinglass told the judge. We have repeatedly asked the witness not to do this. Not to do this. So it's a request from the bench, not an official gag order. I guess I'm not clear. Did the judge was asking nicely, pretty please, Cohen, don't continue to do this?
844-967-2789. Gary from Rapids. Why'd you drop off so quick, buddy? That's how we do it. We talk a little, and then we take your calls, and then we talk some more, and we take some calls. You could be first in the queue at 844-967-2789. Dom, wanted to get this thought out there. Trump might not go to jail, but this trial is a close second. In Mar-a-Lago, it isn't, according to Dana Milbank over at The Post. My friend and former colleague, Benjamin Witties, is the editor-in-chief for Lawfare, and he's provided indispensable legal analysis from Donald Trump's hush money trial. But his most important insight into the trial is the need for cushioning. When I arrived at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse early Monday morning for a few days of Trump trial tourism, I found Witties in line holding not one, but two pillows, an orthopedic donut to sit on, and a padded wraparound lap desk. If I didn't do the same, he warned, you'll come away with injuries. He was vindicated within an hour of my arrival at the courthouse. The courthouse, completed in 1941, apparently has not been updated much since, nor even maintained. Its seats are hard, wooden pews with curved backs that accentuate the customary journalist slouch as we hunch over our laptops. Posters warning of asbestos abatement hang in the lobby. The bathrooms have malfunctioning taps, missing toilet paper holders, and what looks like years of grime on the floor. The courtrooms have almost no electrical power or internet connectivity, forcing those covering the Trump trial to lug backpacks full of enormous batteries, cables, and hotspots. Temperatures fluctuate madly, a source of much irritation to the defendant.
It's so cold.
The hallways are dark and green, and the fluorescent-lit courtrooms have names such as Part 59 and Part 75. The elevators groan and creak, and the 15th floor where the Trump trial is held, two of us had to manually push the elevator doors closed to get the carriage moving down to the lobby. As Milbank writes, Mar-a-Lago it isn't. This place, built on the site of a 19th century prison and gallows complex called the Tombs, may be as close as Trump gets to prison, and it's a reasonable facsimile. Attendees get colored hall passes that allow them to go to the restroom. Dozens of police guards bark orders, we're locking it down, and impose Byzantine rules. No eating in the rooms, no loitering in the halls, unless you're eating. Multiple layers of security make it difficult to re-enter the building, that reporters pack their lunches and eat on benches or any other space they can claim on unused floors of the building. Those wishing to attend the proceedings start lining up at 6 a.m. for a 9:30 a.m. trial in the middle of the media biovac of satellite trucks, stand-up platforms, and acres of police barriers. Those admitted to the courtroom, one reporter per outlet. That could be you, Dom. And the overflow room, where video and audio are piped in, can watch Trump rant in the hallway just steps away. Those in the pool to watch Trump's rants cannot watch the trial. So you're either confined to Trump ranting in the hallway or you're confined to the overflow room. Still, there are small pleasures on the TV screens in the overflow room. Right over the video feed of Trump at the defense table is a Chyron displaying the words, New York County Supreme Criminal. I expected to spend much of my year covering Trump this way, watching his trials in New York, D.C., Georgia, and Florida. But suddenly, this trial, the least important of the four, looks like it will be the only one underway before the election. I'm going to jump down here a little bit. Where was the important stuff? Well, perhaps we'll talk about in the 5 o'clock Happy or Happy Hour. We do have a fine guest joining us. He is Joe Walsh, former Republican. But this sounds like a crap hole, Dom. This courthouse.
Courthouse.
I mean, it has to crush the soul just a little bit. To be there as a defendant, to be trapped in the courtroom, gagged, unable to complain about the lurid testimony of Stormy Daniels.
If Donald Trump was capable of feeling shame and regret, perhaps that would be a time where it would actually manifest itself. But of course, the narcissist that he is, he's unable to generate those kinds of thoughts and emotions.
Kind of reminds me of the roast of Tom Brady. You know, he's got to sit there and take it, but Brady didn't take all of it. Trump has to take every single word. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Hopefully you stick around for every single word. Just an hour left. A happier, happy hour indeed. Happy Friday. We'll be right back. Lordy mama, light my fuse.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened news-wise over the weekend, update you on the Trumpster trials, what's ahead for Joe Biden, and much more for this week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Metal Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Biden administration releasing a report saying there's reasonable evidence to believe Israel has violated international humanitarian law with its use of U.S.-provided weapons, but the report stopped short of citing any specific incidences. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland says Congress should dig deeper into the report.
They entirely ducked the question of the conduct of the Netanyahu government with respect to humanitarian aid.
President Biden has threatened to restrict weapons deliveries to Israel and has already withheld some munitions. An unusually strong solar storm hitting the Earth could produce northern lights this weekend that are visible across much of the upper United States. Officials warning the storm could potentially disrupt power and communications. A key witness set to take the stand in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump on Monday, Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney and fixer, expected to testify. This is ABC News. Choosing olive oil instead of mayo or margarine could reduce the risk of dying from dementia, according to a new study. ABC's Chuck Sievertson with details.
This appears to add to growing evidence of benefits of the Mediterranean diet. The results are regardless of overall diet quality in people of average risk of dementia. Researchers from Harvard School of Public Health asked men and women to mail in dietary summaries, which, because it was voluntary, self-reporting may or may not be accurate. 28 years of dietary decisions from over 92,000 health professionals were reviewed. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Minnesota Supreme Court on Friday has booted the Legal Marijuana Now party as a major political party in the state. The court decision means Democrats and Republicans will remain the only political players to have automatic ballot access for candidates and other benefits. The court said the party did not meet the legal requirements to continue considered being a major party in the state. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only.